Amar Rab, Matzasi Megillah Staron by Rav Chiya. I found a Megillah Staron by Rav Chiya. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's a Megillah Staron? Megillah Tmuna. I found a hidden scroll. And the reason this scroll had to be hidden is because it was also to write halachas. If Reb Chiya would hear a chiddush, and he was afraid that he shouldn't forget it, he would write it down, but he wouldn't let anybody see it. In other words, the context of this Megillah Staron was a world where it was also to write Torah Shabbat Peh. If it's also to write Torah Shabbat Peh, you have a problem. So Rashi, that in the Megillah Staron steht a chiddush, that even though it was also to write Torah Shabbat Peh, that means it's also to write for it to circulate. You can't publish, not fit to print. But at the same time, Reb Chiya had a minig that he, if we would hear a chiddush and he didn't want to forget it, so he would write it down, he would hide it because of the issur to write Torah Shabbat Peh. But at the same time, he would have it for himself. Now, this is a very, very big chiddush, because you see from here that the issur to write Torah Shabbat Peh is not really an issur to write Torah Shabbat Peh. Because if it's an issur to write Torah Shabbat Peh, what do you mean you wrote it and you hit it? Right? You're going to do an aver when no one's looking? That's not mutter, right? So what does that even mean? So it's mavur klar that the issur to write Torah Shabbat Peh is not an issur ksiva, but has something to do with writing it and it's circulating. Now, we spoke out once, a raid bite from Rav Reuven Margolis, who brought a raya from this Rashi, from other Maror Mekoymes, that the issa to write Torah Shabbat Peh was not an issa to write Torah Shabbat Peh, but it was an issa to darshan birabim Torah Shabbat Peh mitoy chaksav. It's a very big chiddush. It's one of his GCs. Kedarker bakoydish. Ayin Shah. But just one interesting aura in light of Reid that we spoke a lot about last week, and that is, who is the one who wrote this Megillah Staron? It was Reb Chiya that wrote this Megillah Staron. We spoke a lot about Reb Chiya, whose avoida was the Avdi L'Toyra D'Loy Tishtakach Mi'Yisrael. And the Gemara talked about the great lengths that he went through to make sure that Torah would never be forgotten. This is Reb Chiya L'Shitasai, whose avoida was to make sure that Torah never be forgotten. So what does Reb Chiya do? Reb Chiya has over here his Megillah Staron. Came to mind this morning was a Gemara that we forgot to speak out last week, and that is Gemara Masech the Sukkah Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Eish Lakish Hareini Kaparas Reb Chiya Ubanav. Rashi says, what does it mean Hareini Kaparas? So it's like the Gemara says in Masech the Kedushin that a person should say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavoi Shalaviv or Imoy. Right? It's a lashon of saying that any oynish that's supposed to come to Reb Chiya Ubanav, Reb Shlokish said, I'm willing to take upon myself. Why? What's so great about Reb Chiya? So the Gemara says, the Reb Chiya explained, because the first time that Torah was forgotten in Yisrael, Allah, Ezra, Mibavel, V'yasta. Ezra came from Bavel to Yisrael, and he made sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. He chazed over the Torah. It was forgotten a second time. Allah was the one who brought Torah back. It was forgotten a third time. Reb Chiya Ubanav came, and they're the ones that brought back the Torah. So Reish Lakish said that Reb Chiya Ubanav, their avoda was so gewaldig that they brought back Torah. So therefore, Hareini Kaparas Reb Chiya Ubanav. Now, Reb Shlokish said there were three times the Torah was forgotten, and the Torah was brought back. The first time, it was forgotten in the times of Ezra. And Ezra came, and he was Yasta. The second time that it happened was in the times of Hillel, and Hillel brought the Torah back. The third time was in the time of Reb Chiya Ubanav. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that kishenishtakcha Torah b'Yisrael, why nishtakcha kulaka? Doesn't mean the whole Torah was forgotten. There were certain halachas that were forgotten. And Ezra brought back certain halachas, and Hillel brought back certain halachas, and I guess Reb Chiya Ubanav brought back certain halachas. Now, Rashi says that where do you find that Hillel brought back certain halachas? So he quotes the Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim, Das Samech Vav Amar Aleph, with the Bnei Beseira, where they weren't sure, they forgot whether Karm Pesach is Doiche Shabbos, and that's this example over here. That's the one mashal that Rashi gives. But Rashi says, don't walk away from Sukkot Av Chaf Amar Aleph and think there were three times that there was no Torah. No, it's not true. Laf, loin nishtakcha kulo kamar, but prior Torah was forgotten. The Ritva on this Gemara says that Ezra, I know certain halachas were forgotten. He says, Hillel, I know certain halachas, but Reb Chiya, where do you find anywhere? The Ritva says, I'm not aware of anywhere that Torah was forgotten, even a little bit of Torah, Bizman Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya brought back this Torah. I'm not aware of any such inyan that Reb Chiya Ubanav did that. So says the Ritva that it could be that what the Gemara means to say is not that Reb Chiya actually brought Torah back, but it means that Gemara, that Pehamid Beis, where Reb Chiya said that my avoid is to make sure that the Torah is not going to be forgotten. And being that he was Isaac to make sure that the Torah not be forgotten, it's Nechshav, as if the Torah would have been forgotten, Ki'ilu, and he would have the schus of bringing it back. Meaning, if somebody prevents a disaster from happening, he gets schar, as if the disaster happened. Right, that's poshut. If something happens, and now all of a sudden someone comes and saves the day, wow, it's not shy, he's a savior. What he did is not to be believed. If you prevent it from happening, it's the same thing. It's ma'ol of akasov, kilu asoy, right? So Reb Chiya, being that his avodah was to make sure that Torah not to be forgotten, so it's for that reason that he gets the schar in Sukkot Avchaf Amar Aleph, as if Torah was forgotten, and he brought it back. And Demis says, it could be, if that's the case, on the Reb Chiya level, it's more than it is as it relates to Ezra and Hillel. Ezra and Hillel, they brought back certain halachas. But Reb Chiya's avodah was to make sure that Torah not to be forgotten. Who knows? Maybe Gantz Torah could have been forgotten if not for the avodah of Reb Chiya. I've had the kilos of shochach mipizar, right? That's Reb Shimon Raichoy. But at the same time, really, theoretically, based on the system, it could have happened. And if Reb Chiya's avodah is to make sure it's not happened, he's nechshav not only as if he brought back certain halachas, faker. Reb Chiya's avoda was that he was miyasid, maybe the entire Torah. But just one other knech. Who's the one who said this in the Gemara in Sukkot Avchaf Amar Aleph? Amar Reish Lakish, Hareini Kaparis Reb Chiya Ubanov. Like, this is Reish Lakish, who was very taken aback when he couldn't find the Ma'ar of Reb Chiya. And he says, I understand, but I didn't learn Torah like Reb Chiya. But then the Baskel came, and the Baskel said, Torah kamoisei pilpalta, avol Torah kamoisei loiribatsta. And when Reish Lakish heard that, he was mekabel 100%. Ad kedei kach, he was mevatel himself to Reb Chiya, that he said, Hareini kaparas mishkabish Reb Chiya Ubanov.